Well, the thing that's been kind of interesting, we've been doing a lot more lung CME than dermatologic or melanoma, unfortunately. But so I've been trying to figure out what's been going on. But when those data came out, it looked like it was telling a logical story from a translational point of view, clinical point of view. And then I started to ask investigators, and they just kind of weren't doing it. They weren't even doing PD-L1. I don't know. Do you actually even look at assays? I've heard a lot of your colleagues say they don't even get PD-L1 levels.
In melanoma, PD-L1 is really controversial. Melanoma, thankfully, is a tumor type that responds very, very well to checkpoint blockade. And so we have learned that even if someone is PD-L1 negative, they can still have an amazing response to PD-1-based immunotherapy. And therefore, PD-L1 should never exclude a patient from trying one of these immune therapy drugs.
But I mean, why wouldn't you want to look at it, though? Do you look at it?
I don't look at it. And
you don't even order. Incidentally, is there any issue in your mind? Because I have heard people question the quality of the assay data itself. Is that part of your issue here? But you don't really hear that like in lung and other tumors.
Yeah, but we're getting better across the whole immune therapy field at understanding what does PD-L1 positivity mean and what does negativity mean. There's a lot of discussion about, since this is a continuum, you can be strongly positive, you can be weakly positive, there are percent positivities, you can be 95% positive, 2% positive. Essentially, if you call someone positive or negative, you're making a decision that's kind of a black and white decision, but really there are a lot of shades of gray here. So that's one issue with PD-L1. The second issue with PD-L1, what type of antibody are you using to test for this positivity or negativity? And the third issue with PD-L1, which I think is actually the most important, is what we've seen is even within one tumor, there are pockets of the tumor that can be PD-L1 positive and pockets of the tumor that can be PD-L1 negative. And within the same patient, you can have some tumors that are PD-L1 positive and some tumors that are PD-L1 negative. So this just leads to questions of, it probably just matters where you stick the needle in terms of what response you may get. That being said, with all the caveats of PD-L1 and how much we can really truly believe one specific result, there has been still this consistent signal that it is a better outcome from immune checkpoint blockade if you're PD-L1 positive than if you're PD-L1 negative. So there is some inclination that this matters, but it's really hard to make treatment decisions because in the clinic, you have to go one way or you go the other way. And patients want you to come up with, we need to do this and here's why, or we need to do that and here's why. My personal belief around PD-L1, at least in melanoma, where there are so many other factors that you have to consider in the decision. Do you treat a patient with BRAF-MEK targeted therapy? Do you treat them with PD-1 alone? Or do you treat them with combinations of CTLA-4 and PD-1 together? The decision is so much more on all these other intangible factors that I can't really find in my practice that PD-L1 makes a major difference in that decision-making.